and be satisfied with nothing but the real answer. The guru doesn't hand you the answer. The master doesn't say, here's my way, follow that. The master says, it has to be absolutely for sure in you. Jesus said, follow me for real. Not have some nice principles. Follow me for real. That's not the message of the Christian church. The message of the Christian church is not identical to the teaching of Jesus. Jesus in his lifetime took no prisoners. He said, follow me for real. Give me your whole life. Convert yourself internally. Orient yourself, reorient yourself internally towards God, towards the truth. Forget the rest. That's the master's message, every master. It's not have a better or even a higher philosophy. It's the cells in your body are going to have to change. A transformation beyond your imagining until it starts happening is going to have to be what happens. It can't be a philosophical debate. It can't be an intellectual exercise in coming up with some better rules for living. That's not what you're thirsty for. You're thirsty for what's real. You're thirsty for the true truth. And only the true truth will quench it. And you can't get it through an intellectual process. It will take your whole being, and you will have to put your whole being on the line, and you will have to allow and accept an actual transformation. You actually will have to transform. That's the message of every master. It won't be satisfying. It'll be not even a halfway measure. If you just change a little bit, you're going to have to allow actual transformation. And only that will bring you closer to the divine, will make your perception what you want it to be. And you won't get to choose. Real transformation means you won't get to choose the outcome. You don't know what it's going to look like when it's done. It isn't, well, I want to be more like this and this and this, and things I don't like about myself, I want less of that and that and that. That's not transformation. Transformation is organic. And it doesn't concern itself with what you would like or what you think is best. It organically converts in you whatever needs to be converted to the form that takes you closer to what's real. It has a physical manifestation, it has an intellectual or a mind manifestation, it certainly has an emotional manifestation. There's no level of life where it doesn't have an effect. True transformation is profound. It affects you in ways you will never know. You feel the result of it. You feel a difference, but you don't know everything that actually changed in you. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than you can understand just by having gone through it. But if you go through it, you know how wide-ranging it is. You know how much actually had to happen. And how much had to happen first before even that was possible.